Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Sanhedrin Daf Samach Bay Sanhedrin Sif 62. In today's Daf Yomi, the Talmud tells us that when Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda came from the land of Israel to Babylon, he taught a Braisa in the name of Rabbi Zakkai. And when he taught this Braisa, Rabbi Yochanan was so upset that he said, "Pok Tani Levra, go say this Braisa outside, take this Braisa outside the Beis Medrash, because it's obviously incorrect." He couldn't imagine that somebody had taught it. So what was the Braisa that Rabbi Zakkai had taught according to Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda? So the Braisa is where he states Chomer b'Shabbos mishar mitzvos and Chomer b'shar mitzvos mi b'Shabbos, that there are certain things where Shabbos is more strict than all other mitzvos, and there are certain other mitzvos which are more strict than Shabbos. Where, in what case is Shabbos more strict than the other commandments? Chomer b'Shabbos, that Shabbos is more strict. Shabbos, we say that about Shabbos, if you do shtayim, if you do two prohibitions accidentally with one mistake, meaning behelam echa, that you forget one time and you do two things wrong with it, you forget that it's Shabbos, and as a result of that, you do two prohibitions, we say that you're only liable, chayev al kol achas fa achas, that by Shabbos, you're going to be liable for each one of the actions. If you sowed the field and you harvested both on Shabbos because you forgot it was Shabbos, you're going to be liable to bring two sin offerings. However, as it relates to other commandments, we say that if you did two mistakes, but with only one forgetting, you're only going to be liable for one sin offering. Masha ein kein b'shar mitzvos. And how is it that other commandments are more strict than Shabbos? Chomer b'shar mitzvos, she'b'shar mitzvos, shagag bo miskavin. And all other commandments, if you sinned accidentally without intent, meaning to say you intended to do one thing and accidentally you did something else, you're going to still be liable. You're going to be liable to bring the sin offering. As it relates to Shabbos, we say that's not the case. That on Shabbos, you're not going to be liable unless you had intent to do the sin offering. So the Gemara tells us that when Rabbi Yochanan heard this, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Pok Tani Levra." Rabbi Yochanan said, "You must teach this outside the Beis Medrash because there's obviously a mistake, and you're incorrect for teaching this." So the Gemara explains what was Rabbi Yochanan's problem. So Rabbi Yochanan said that the problem is that the only way that Zakkai could explain the Braisa is by saying that Reisha Bavodas Kochavim, that the first time when the Braisa refers to other commandments, where we say that you're liable for only one sin offering for each mistake you make, that refers to idolatry. If you do two idolatrous actions, that you're only going to be liable for one sin offering if it was one mistake. Whereas the other part of the Braisa, the Seifa, this concluding clause where it says that you do not need intent in order to be liable, that refers to a different commandment, b'shar mitzvahs, with other sins. There we say without intent, you're not going to be liable. You are not going to be liable. And what is the case where we say that somebody who sins accidentally by another commandment, that is the case where somebody who has something in his mouth, the chasava roku, he thinks that what's in his mouth is spit, and it then goes away and swallows it. Under those circumstances, and since it is by another commandment and it's not by Shabbos, we say that he's liable to bring a sin offering. However, by Shabbos, we say you're not going to be liable. What is the difference between Shabbos and the other commandments? By Shabbos, we say that melechas machshavas asra Torah. The Torah requires that even though you've done the act accidentally, you need to have had intent to do it, and you just didn't know it was Shabbos, and so therefore you're not going to be liable for this other action. But by another mitzvah, like for example, where you swallowed the food thinking it was saliva, but it was really forbidden food, then we're still going to hold you liable. So the concept, the way the Talmud describes this, hamisasek b'chalavim u'ba'arayos, if somebody sins without actually intending to sin, meaning unaware of what they're doing, misasik, they're doing something else, and yet they sin, if it's by forbidden food or even by an illicit relations, then you're going to still be liable to bring a sin offering because you derived benefit from it. Shekein nanes, says our Talmud, as opposed to Shabbos, where we say misasik b'Shabbos is potter, is exempt from a sin offering because we say melechas machshavas asra Torah. So that's how Rabbi Zakkai would have to explain the Braisa. And so Rabbi Yochanan rejects this, because Rabbi Yochanan says, I can't imagine that one the first part of the Braisa refers to one concept, and the second part of the Braisa refers to another concept. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan had said that if somebody is able to explain both sides to one, following one approach, I'll carry their clothing after them to the bathhouse, because I completely reject the possibility of even breaking down the Braisa in this fashion. But we see from here, the upshot of this Braisa is that there is a position that when it comes to the other mitzvos, that even though you have not engaged in the action with intent, you are just misasek, we assume that you're still going to be liable for a sin offering. So too, we assume that the mitzvah can be done even without intent. So that is something that there's a big debate about in our halacha. Can we say that somebody who does a mitzvah without any intent whatsoever, just misasek, they're just engaged in it, whether or not they have fulfilled the mitzvah? So the Melo Aroim discusses this with respect to something that is actually relevant all the time. Let's say somebody has a circumcision in a hospital, and it's on the eighth day, or it's after the eighth day, and the person who did the circumcision was Jewish, and he didn't realize that he was doing a bris milah for the purpose of a milah. He was just involved in whatever he was doing. He was doing a circumcision without the purpose of the mitzvah. He just wanted to remove the foreskin. So the Melo Aroim says, upon his logic, that circumcision without intent, you have fulfilled the obligation, and you don't even need to do what's called a tafastam, later removal of the drop of blood from the aver. And the reason is because he says from here we see that a misasek by certain mitzvot is sufficient, and so therefore even though the person didn't even have intent to do the bris, but since the bris happened, he has fulfilled the obligation of a bris milah.